Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. Check out the new video right there on the homepage. A new video every week. And also, you can go to our YouTube channel, too, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, and see some of the other videos that are there, like the one that was on last week. Ken Grombach is our guest, good, great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, or founding member, I should say. Been with us since 98. He's the author of The Age Curve. He's one of the world's top demographers. We're talking about, that's what we're talking about right now, Gen Y. And Gene, as we went to the break, you were telling us a story about checking out at a store, and the young lady, the young 20-something, was checking you out, and she looked at your arm, and she said, I don't see those much around, and you thought she was talking about this particular kind of a Rolex. Turns out she meant watch, not the kind of watch, right?
Yeah. So all of a sudden I felt very old, Jim.
Yeah.
And so I'm depressed now, and I go home, and we're sitting at the dinner table. I have two daughters, one 16 and one 19, and I told them the story. And my daughter, who is 16, looks at me and she says, "Dad, I have friends that can't tell time by looking at your watch." And I said, "You're kidding."
I shouldn't be laughing about that. That's not funny.
Yeah. No, but it's absolutely true. And so I said, "So if I told a friend of yours to turn the dial clockwise, would they know what to do?" And she said, "No."
Unbelievable.
And I said, "Wow." Yeah, I said, "Boy, that brought it home for me." So here are the opportunities. Generation Y was born 1985 to 2004. It's huge. Now, we'll forget about Generation Z for right now because
right.
they're very, very young. Generation Y is currently 8 years old to 27 years old. The average age we get married in the United States is 26. That means Generation Y, right now, this monstrous generation, the biggest one in the history of our nation, is starting to consume everything related to setting up a household.
Couples,
it's just
yeah.
the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what will be different about their households? What will be different about their houses? What will be different about their food? Because food, supermarkets, the way supermarkets are set up right now, it has to change. It absolutely has to change because Generation Y girls are not going to buy red meat. In fact, mm-hmm. if my girls ever find out that McDonald's hamburgers really come from cows, it's over. Oh, they're not. They wouldn't eat them, but because they don't think they don't even think about it. So everything changes. So right now, what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you. Go ahead.
Well, what's going to happen? A good business to get into right now is weddings, lavish, first time
really?
Weddings. That are funded.
Well, it's about time these kids started getting married. I got a lot of friends that are just. They're killing them that they don't have grandkids.
Well, just tell them to hang on
yeah.
because we're not going to have. First of all, a lot of your friends had two kids instead of five.
Right, that's true.
And so, right there, you have some
right.
math issues.
Right,
but don't worry. Gen Y will marry, and they will produce children. I
mm-hmm.
think we're going to have the biggest crop of kids that
really?
We've ever had in the nation. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's no reason for them not to. And another very interesting thing, Jim, is the fact that colleges right now are 60-40 women.
Right.
Now, that begs the question, where are the men, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, were the men just not going to college? Yeah, they're not going to college because right now, as our labor, as the labor in the United States shifts, we have about 140 million people in the labor force. Let's just say 20 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
As the baby boomers retire, the baby boomers are the tradesmen. The baby
mm-hmm.
boomers are what right. we used to call the blue-collar workers.
Right.
And as they retire, and they are retiring, even though a lot of them can't right now, but that'll change. But they're retiring, and the opportunities in the United States are not in offices. The opportunities for these Gen Y kids are in
skill
jobs, trades.
Skill
yeah.
jobs.
So,
yeah.
So, and you don't need a college education for that.
And they can make a nice living at that, doing that too.
A good automobile technician can make a lot more money than an attorney, and he could start about 7 years earlier
without the hassle.
We're going to see all kinds of new markets, all kinds of new business. If you want to get in front of this particular generation, one of the things that I would consider right now is selling clothes, because the thing that you need for marriage is you need to attract the mate. And the way that we in the United States attract mates is plumage.
Put our best feathers on, right?
You got it. So what are we seeing that's improving right now? Well, for one, Generation Y is consuming entertainment. Two, Generation Y is going to bring back clothing. Clothing has been on about a 20-year hiatus.
But let me tell you, can I stick something in here?
Yeah.
You have to be relevant to them as you sell them these things, means that you can sell. They're going to buy these things from somebody, but it probably won't look like the way you bought those things 30 years ago or 20 years ago.
It's not going to be.
There's going to be a lot of electronics involved. There's going to be a lot of the internet involved. There's going to be a lot of mobile involved. Folks, it's okay to fall in love with selling what these kids are going to use, but you can't fall in love with how you deliver it to them, because it will be delivered and they will find you, they will fall in love with you, and they will buy from you and take delivery from you in a different way than you and I did 10, 20, 30 years ago. Now that's something that's not demographic. That's a societal thing that's happening right now. Quick break. Right back with Ken Grumbach. More to come. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
So go and roll the dice. We only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.